Hi, it's Mac.
Apologies for rustling. It's Mac, it's Mac Organ here in Audioboo, and this is my audio for the first day of February, and that means the first day of February 2016. According to Sassy Cat, what would life be like, or what would your life be like without Tinternet? Without Tinternet. Yeah, that's a bloody good one, actually, Kat. Right away, I'm recording audio. This audio, I will be sending to the internet. But wait, there's no internet, so I can't send it. So why am I recording this? Where's it going to go? Because I'm talking to other people. Well, what's the point? Because you can't send it anywhere. Who else is going to listen to it? Okay, so I just forget recording audio at all. My God, you know, the internet is such a huge piece of our lives nowadays that even those that don't use or don't think they use internet actually do depend on the internet for some things. And I can explain that because my wife, who is totally against technology. I mean, she is so... I'm trying to drag her into the 20th century, not the 21st. Still trying to get her into the 20th century. But I love her for that. I do love her for the fact that she's old school, you know, pencil, paper, doing things in her head, adding up. She doesn't use calculators. And she does not... She has no time for mobile... I've bought her mobile phone. She doesn't want to know. She just wants to stay away from technology. The thing about that is, you know, a remote control for a television, that's technology, but that's entirely different, you know. But having said that, for years and years, we've had this big television and she still can't work out how to bring up the menu for the, you know, the online menu for the programmes. That's true. But she does not have any time for the internet, and she pulls faces when she sees me doing things on the internet. Certain things, not everything, but certain things, you know, like recording audio or taking photographs. Photographs of my wife I would never put up on the internet. But even my wife, if you asked her and said, do you use internet? What would your life be like without the internet? And she would say, just the same, because I don't use it. But she does, because throughout the week, there'll be a few occasions where she'll say to me, could you get a bank statement? And I'll go on my iPad or my iPhone and I'll check in and I'll get her a bank statement and I'll hand her the device and I'll say, there you go, go and have a look at it. And she, then she'll hand me it back. I say, that's fine. Through the week there, we were booking flights, car hire, a villa, accommodation in Blackpool. Something else. This is all for her sister's upcoming 70th birthday. It's all secret, and also her ruby wedding anniversary. So loads of things going on. Now, the only way to do that properly, to do it efficiently, do it quickly, comparing prices, etc., is on the internet. So, so my wife was asking me to go on the internet and research and book things and pay for things, and of course you pay by card on the internet or by PayPal on the internet. So even though my wife doesn't use the internet directly, she does depend on the internet, even though she'll never admit to it. So there you go, put that to the side just now. So there's so many things we do in life. I mean, I'll be honest, you know, like probably like most people, get up in the morning, go do your normal things. I mean, you know, get your ablutions and get a cup of tea or coffee or your cereal or whatever, and then sit down in front of a computer and, you know, go and have a look at email, have a look, someone's tweeted you or sent you a DM, basically that kind of stuff. And to greater or lesser degrees, because some people will be expecting loads of emails or messaging or tweets or all kinds of stuff like that, whereas I don't. I, you know, very, very few. But I still check it. And that goes on throughout the day because I have an iPhone 6. which is full of technology. I mean, if I pulled my iPhone 6 out of my pocket just now and scrolled through probably the four pages I've got, four screens I've got, of apps, and every one of those apps can only work, well, give or take, the vast majority of those apps can only work with a connection to the internet. So you're going to use them via the internet. Now, there are some apps. If you take Apple's Health app, for example, then fine, it records what you're doing and you don't need to go through the internet. But invariably, you'll be using it for something else. For example, the Argus app, which looks at the Health app and then connects to the internet. And yeah, so we're actually, our mobile devices itself, virtually every single app that you have on a mobile device is using the internet. The only part that doesn't use internet is the phone. Which, you know, really one feature of a phone, an iPhone or an Android phone, the one feature that doesn't use the internet, or maybe texting, but is phoning, basically. And I'm not even sure now that we could class that as not being internet, because I'm not sure how the technology works. Other people out there are much more knowledgeable about that, but I'm guessing somewhere down the line we probably are using the internet, you know what I mean? So life without the internet. If I were to, you know, delete every single app on my mobile devices, well, why would I need them for a start? Well, okay, a phone. So I wouldn't need an iPad, right? I wouldn't need a desktop computer. I'd have an iPhone, which would be used for phone. Well, why would I even have an iPhone then? Just a nice wee cheapo would do fine, thanks. I'd save a hell of a money. And also, I would save a hell of a money on monthly contracts for data and what I'm paying BT for broadband every month, apart from line rental. I still have to pay the line rent, unfortunately. But yes, life without the internet. I think something like this came up a while ago where someone suggested we went a day without the internet. And I'm going back maybe a couple of years now at least. Have a day without the internet. You know, don't even switch your mobile devices on. Don't switch your computer on. Don't do anything. Go through a day without the internet. And I'm pretty sure there was feedback at that time. Well, there would be feedback via the internet, of course. That it's tough because we're so damn used to the internet. I'm not sure if Parrot Cat's question was, could we live or could you live without the internet? And I guess yes. I know at my age and what I do in life, I could live without the internet. I just choose not to. But, you know, being part of a social community as I am with Audio Boom, Twitter too, a much, much lesser extent, hardly, percentage-wise, 5% Twitter, 95% or 100% Audio Boom, things like that. WhatsApp, yeah, things like that. Mostly to do with contact. But then again, you Google everything. I mean, you sit down, or you're wherever you are, okay. Okay, let's say something comes into a conversation and someone says, well, what was that about then? You go, hold on, I'll tell you, because I shall go and Google, and I'll come back and I'll say, there is what it's all about, and there's the history of it, and there's where it came from, blah, blah, blah. Fantastic. Now, if you had no internet, you couldn't do that. So we are more knowledgeable with things like Google. Definitely more knowledgeable. Shazam, think of Shazam. There's a track. Oh, my God. Who sang that? We were doing that last night, coming back down from Shots. My wife said to me, well, we're talking about a song because what January had gone. Excuse my rustling. Apologies for this. I really do apologise. January was over. So I started singing the song January. I don't know if anybody knows it. It's from the 70s, I think. And she knew more lyrics than me, but both of us said, who sang that song again? So I could have Shazammed it, but I was driving. And Shazam would have told me exactly who, or, you know, I could have played it, or I could have Googled it, or if I had the music and said, listen to that piece of music on the radio, and tell me who it is, and Shazam will tell me almost instantly. So it's all internet stuff, and it's all knowledge, you know. So I think it's fantastic stuff, but living without the internet is not impossible, not for me anyway. But since it makes up such an important, important part of my life, it's an integral part of my life now. And I'll be perfectly honest with you, I mean, I always had computers, but up until I joined the audio boom way back, can't remember how many years now, I really only used the computer for, you know, going online and checking things like Googling. Can't even remember if Google was about that time. But yeah, certainly for going on the internet and you know, searching for things. You go on eBay or you go into a website looking for new shoes or something like that. But since I joined Audio Boom, I must admit I've been dragged into a load of other stuff. I would never have been dragged into. So there you go. Because people tell you things, you know, people come on Audio Boom. You hear things, you go, I'm going to have a look at that, you know, or they're recommending an app or a piece of equipment or a piece of tech gear, and I'm going to have a look at that. So you're drawn into the internet. So I suppose it'd be quite difficult for certain people to do without the internet. But life without the internet is not impossible for me. There's many a time I've actually had a day when I thought, so this, I'm going to give the whole lot up and go back to just living a very, very modest life as regards communication and search engines and all that kind of stuff. But because I like it so much, I think it would be tough, but I could do without it. But just to say that, you know, put my hands up, being perfectly honest with everyone, it's such an integral part of my life nowadays that it would probably would be like giving up fags, giving up smoking, withdrawal symptoms until you got over it, assuming you got over it. But then what happens if I gave it up? Say I gave it up today, right, it's gone, and my wife says to me 2 days' time, can you get me a bank statement? Can you get me a bank statement? No, I can't. Why not? Who told you to give up internet? I'll blame Sassy Cat. She helped me give up. There's my views for day one of February 2016. See you bye now.